Hi, it's Donna Marie Todd, the singer of stories. As we approach the day for love, lots of memories float into my mind. Starting with kindergarten. Remember how we got out the scissors, the red paper and paste, we cut up the white doilies into hearts and constructed homemade valentines? Of course, first, we had to have the careful instructions about the use of the blunt scissors we held in our chubby hands. But then we'd start cutting things out and gluing them together, and by the time we were done, our desks, our hands, our hair, and our clothes were all covered in white paste. But a long cord with little paper sacks held on by clothespins stretched from one end of the room to the other. We all made a valentine for all the other kids. That was my favorite part. Everyone got a valentine. The teachers made sure no one was left out. Now, when my son was in preschool, I bought a heart-shaped cookie cutter the size of a salad plate so we could make edible valentines for his classmates. I won't say I tried to one-up the other moms, but I will say that I was a perennial class favorite because I'm a creative, crafty type and like to bake. His fat little fingers melded with mine as we smushed a pound of butter into the flour laced with sugar until the counter was covered in butter cookie hearts. Just before we slid them into the oven, I carefully poked a hole in the top of each one with a plastic straw so we could attach a name tag with raffia ribbon. I didn't want anyone to be left out. By the time they were done, he'd run out of batteries and collapsed for a nap face down in the flour. So applying the pink icing proved to be a grown-up activity. But watching him hand out the huge edible valentines the next day positively melted my grown-up heart. Now, I also remember a Valentine's weekend spent with my husband in the sexiest place there is, the French Quarter of New Orleans. That Valentine's celebration involved red wine and lots of chocolate. And then the next year, there was a celebration with a newborn on my breast. I would love to have those two things connect to each other, but the math just won't work out. And then there was my mother's last Valentine's Day. She had metastatic breast disease, and I knew it was going to be the last. So I whipped up a fabulous meal of homemade pasta and mushrooms and roasted chicken. And then Mom and I made chocolate-covered strawberries together, and she told me tales of my father's courtship with her and of their first Valentine's Day as a married couple. Oh, my. To say I was flabbergasted by a few of the details would be an understatement. You just never see your parents that way. And then, after she died, my father's last Valentine's Day came, and it came with utter bewilderment about who would give him chocolate-covered cherries the way that Mother always had. Well, of course, it was me, last woman standing, the total daddy's girl. That he was especially delighted that I didn't like chocolate-covered cherries, so he could eat every single one without being rude or having to share. Now, the more my mind drifts back to this subject of love, the more I realize that most of my remaining memories are about love. Now, I've seen plenty of other stuff, a lot of it anything but sweet or pretty, but somehow it's love that wants to be remembered, like a sweet whisper as you fall asleep at night. And there's so much noise in our world today about all the stuff that's wrong. And I'm not a Pollyanna. I know that. I know there are lots of things that are wrong. But we get to choose what we remember. And on this day, when we celebrate life's sweetness, I hope you remember the love. Because in the end, love is really all there is.